Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty in Port Huron. I would like to go to work for you. Contact me at 810-650-6255 or email me at jeff@porthuronhomes.com.
Beautiful start to the day. Lots of sunshine out there. Looks like a pretty nice one ahead. More details in the forecast coming up in just a few minutes. You know, Sunday is Mother's Day. That's the day to celebrate the moms who do everything for their kids. Some of them need a little bit of help. That's where the WIC program comes in, Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children. But that program is in jeopardy, according to our next guest, the president of the Food Research and Action Center, Crystal Fitzsimons, on the line with us right now. Crystal, good morning.
Hi, Paul. Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, I appreciate you joining us to talk a little bit more about the WIC program. Let's just start with what WIC is. What is this federal program?
Well, WIC is an amazing program that serves pregnant women, new moms, infants, and toddlers. And it really does help support healthy outcomes for them. It improves dietary intake. It reduces food insecurity and poverty. It supports learning and development. And actually, for every $1 in prenatal WIC services, we save about $2.48 in medical, educational, and productivity costs over a newborn's lifetime.
And a lot of moms in Michigan rely on that, don't they?
That's absolutely right. There's about 187,000 people who participate in WIC in Michigan, and that includes women, infants, and toddlers.
Your concern is with the 2027 Ag Appropriations Bill. What are they looking at doing with WIC?
Right. So every year they look at the funding for WIC, and what they're looking at doing this year is cutting the program by about $200 million, which will make it difficult to serve the caseloads that we have. We are facing very high costs of food. And then they're also proposing a 10% cut in the fruit and veggie benefits that the program provides.
What stage is the budget right now? Obviously, you're calling on legislators to avoid those cuts. How far along is it?
Yeah, so the bill has passed out of committee, and it's coming to the House floor, so there's definitely room to weigh in with House members. And then it moves over to the Senate, so we're focused on also making sure that the Senate understands that we should not be making this cut to such a critical program.
I think we learned last year how important food benefits are to families when the government shutdown ended SNAP benefits temporarily. We realized that there's so many people in our country that rely on that help.
That's absolutely right. We have about one in five families who are struggling to put food on the table. And with the affordability crisis that is facing so many families, the high cost of food, the high cost of housing, the high cost of childcare, that just all kind of amplifies it. So, yeah, these programs are absolutely critical. WIC, SNAP, school meals, summer food, all of the programs, the federal programs, we need to make sure that people are able to access them so that we can keep hunger at bay.
Tell us a little bit more about your organization, the Food Research and Action Center.
Of course. Well, so the Food Research and Action Center, commonly called FRAC, we focus on building a nation free from hunger, and we work to make sure that kids, adults, older adults, veterans, everyone has access to the food that they need to thrive. And we focus specifically on the federal nutrition programs like WIC to make sure that they're funded, available, and accessible in communities.
For people who are concerned about that WIC funding, what can they do to make their voices heard?
Well, they should weigh in with their members of Congress. You know, letting them know how much they care about families having access to the food that they need to thrive is a really important step. You can actually go to our website, and we do make it really easy to send an email to your Congress member and your senator to let them know that they should support the WIC program.
All right. Good stuff. Appreciate the information, Crystal. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for covering it.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Take care.